Now, in your Bibles, if you have your Bible, I want you to turn with me, please. And I believe I referred to this a moment ago. Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. We're going to read from the Word of the Lord. And I want to read just a couple, three verses of Scripture from this chapter. Chapter 24. Now, you've heard me say this many times. If you don't know how to rightly divide Matthew 24, Matthew 13, Revelation 12, then you miss out on Bible prophecy. If you know those three chapters, you'll not get mixed up. But I want you to note with me, please, Matthew chapter 24, and it talks about the destruction of the temple, and the signs before the end are the signs concerning the tribulation. And in the 24th chapter, verse 6, I want to read just down through verse 8, and then bring you the message entitled, Will Israel Be Another Vietnam? And before I read the scripture, I want to say, yes, it will. Israel is to be another Vietnam. I'll prove it in just a moment. But I want you to notice with me, verse 6, if you have your Bible, and we'll read in the 24th chapter of Matthew. The scripture said, And ye shall hear wars and rumors of wars, see ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Now I believe that he's describing here the beginning of sorrows for Israel. And Israel is to have much sorrow in the future. In fact, if you'll study the prophetic prophecies concerning Israel and the Jew, there's very little until the revelation of the Lord that they can rejoice in. Brother, they're not promised. You'll not find many promises in this Bible for the Jew until Jesus is revealed from heaven and they see him in all of his glory. Then, my friend, the Jew will be blessed abundantly. And I'll talk about that, but I want you to bow for just a word of prayer, if you will. Every head bowed, every eye closed all over the house, and I'm going to pray and then bring you the message, Will Israel Be Another Vietnam? Our Father, we thank thee for this rally service. We thank thee for Brother Don in this church. And I pray that you'll keep your hand upon him and upon Tabernacle. May it always be the church and would lift up the Savior, preach the Word of God, and be a soul winning station for poor lost sinners, that they may come and find rest in the Lord Jesus. I thank you, our Father, today that people can be fed from the table of God. Now I pray that you'll feed our hungry souls as we begin to open up the Word. I pray, our Father, that we may see something unusual that you have said about your